desire and I long to worship Thee. And You alone are my strength, my shield. You alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire. Let's sing it to Him this morning. Thankful for another opportunity to worship Him this morning. Amen. Amen. Grateful. We've got a few prayer requests this morning. I'm going to ask Brother Wes Willis if he don't mind to come take these needs to the Lord for us. First, there's a request for Brother Daniel Nunley. He had an appointment with the ENT doctors on Friday. Some problems with his trach. They had a number 4 trach that was placed down in Vanderbilt. It was rubbing against his trachea, causing him a lot of issues, so they had to temporarily replace it with a number 6 trach, so they had to enlarge the incision, and he's had a lot of pain. Sister Linda elaborates on the fact that he acts like everything's fine. He's not a complainer. We all know what kind of man Brother Daniel is, but he's suffering with this situation. Let's just present his needs to the Lord this morning. Just ask God to help him. Please pray for Sister Christine Baker. She's having severe back pain. This is an update on Brother Aaron Cobb. They want to thank you for your continued prayers. Received a good report from his liver biopsy this morning, so thank the Lord for that. He's scheduled for procedure today that should start to correct his liver enzymes. But this is the second attempt, so pray that it's successful today. So let's just ask the Lord to look after him. Please remember a little girl in prayer has been suffering with problems for the past 2 weeks. Now been in the hospital for the past few days. Had to be admitted. Let's just remember that. If we could stand this morning, let's just join Brother Wes as he takes these knees to the Lord.
Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you so much for the way you came down last night. Lord, it may have been corrective in the natural, but Father, it was so beautiful to see what your image of a bride and a groom should be, the tenderness, the mercy, the kindness, the sweetness, Lord, that comes between you and your bride. Lord, how you care for us. How you never leave us alone. You never forsake us. no matter what we're going through, Brother Daniel going through this lengthy illness, Lord, you've never left him. You never forsook him, Lord. You've been right there with him every step of the way, suffering with him. Lord, you're so good to us. You're so kind to us, Lord, to bring us the truth. Lord, I'm standing here this morning in one of the few places on the earth where the bride can assemble and hear the absolute unadulterated truth of the word. It's such a loving and wonderful thing, Lord, for you to do for us, to give us this blessing that we might be able to come and partake of something that's so pure and so good. Lord Jesus, I know that each of these requests that have been put before you today, from the littlest child to the oldest adult, Lord, they're in your hands, and we can trust them with no other, and we don't need to, Lord. You've already done the work. We're just waiting for the manifestation of your promise. Lord Jesus, you never, never, never break a promise. Your word will never break. It'll never bend. It'll never change, Lord. It'll be here when heaven and earth pass away. And Lord Jesus, we're looking forward this morning to that word coming forward from this pulpit. As our brother comes out here and sets himself aside, Lord, we're just waiting to hear your voice through his lips. Lord, it's so precious to us. It's so precious. Lord, I thank you so much. Just bless this service. Bless the musicians. Bless each of the worshipers who are here this morning to give you their all. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Wes. That's an F. You can be seated this morning. Well, how many times must I prove how much I love you? And how many ways must my love for you I show you? And how many times must I rest? All around you, and how many nights must I wipe all your tears away, and how many storms must I bring you safely through so you would know. Sing Highway to Heaven, and that's in D. Let's sing about Highway to Heaven. That's my plans for my destination. If the choir, I think we have a, is it a children's choir or adult choir? youth choir can go ahead and be making your way up. And Aaron, you help them with their mics and stuff again. And let's you folks be getting ready to sing. Let's sing About a Highway to Heaven while they're coming to get ready. Well, my way gets brighter and my load gets lighter. Walking up the King's highway, there's joy. Now, come on, choir. I didn't realize it was our Sunday school choir. So they were still downstairs, so I apologize for rushing you folks. Let's enjoy them as they sing for us this morning.
That's full of faith filled hopelessness. There are mountains ahead that I can't move by myself. But I know when I'm weak, He's strong. When I can barely breathe, there's still a song. Even though it's hard right now, here on my own. So when it seems it can't be done, I know God is big enough. I can run the race I'm called to run, 'cause I know God is big enough. He'll finish everything He starts. He'll meet us right here where we are. And I can feel faith rising up, 'cause I know God is big.
Bigger than the lies I told myself. Many times we get trapped in the kids' songs and we think, oh, that was cute. No, that was revelational. There's power in that, church. Y'all just sitting looking at your kids thinking they're cute singing, but they're telling you a message. And they're going to live something that you can't live one day. Mom, Dad, huh? Strike my key for me. Let me shut up. Hallelujah. Amen. Y'all know this. So therefore, help me sing it. Whatever you're going through today, just look to Him.
Where do I go when there's nobody else to turn to? And who do I turn to when nobody wants to listen? And who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock. I know God is able. I go to the rock.
Let's sing that again.
Where do I go when there's nobody else to turn to? And who do I lean on when nobody wants to listen? And who do I lean on when there's no foundation stable? I go to the rock.
I know God is able. I go to the rock. Help me sing it. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ's solid, solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go. Who do you go to? Where do I hide? Till the storms have all passed over. And who do I run to? When the winds of sorrow are threatening, is there a refuge? Oh, in my time of tribulation, when my soul needs consolation, I go to the rock. I go to the rock. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. Shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I go to the rock. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. One more time, I go to the rock. I go to the stone. I run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. Hallelujah. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on Christ's solid, solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, when I need a shelter, when I need a friend, when I need a shelter, when I need a friend. One more time. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go
thankful for that rock this morning. Amen. I wonder if Sister of Faith Chisholm would be willing to give us a song this morning. Yesterday I was with my girls and they said, "Here's a song, Dad, I know you're going to love." And they started playing this sister singing about dry bones. And I don't know if you'd be willing to sing that for us this morning, but in the car, I sounded really good with you. I've already got this mic on and everything. That's up to you. But let's enjoy this. I appreciate this sister's gift and anointing that she sings this song with. So.
Man, it seems there's so much we have lost. As we look down the road where all the prodigals have walked, one by one the enemy has whispered lies and led them off as slaves. But we know that you are God. Yours is the victory. We know there is more to come that we may not yet see. So with the faith you've given us, we step into the valley unafraid. Yeah. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Out above the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. God of endless mercy, God of unrelenting love, rescue every daughter, bring us back to wayward son, and by your Spirit breathe upon them, show the world that you alone can save. You alone can save. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Out above the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. So breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, O breath of God, breathe, O breath of God, now breathe. Oh, breathe, O breath of God, now breathe, O breath of God, breathe, O breath of God, now breathe. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Out above the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones, come alive. As we call out to dry bones, come alive. Come alive. As we call out to dry bones, come alive. Let's
stand this morning. I so appreciate those songs. You know, those gifts are great, Brother Joel. Appreciate that song. But I'm so thankful for the presence that it brings when they surrender to those gifts. Now Brother Chisholm can come out and build on what they've created there. And look forward to what the Lord has for us this morning. Brother Chisholm requested this song this morning, and I've never sung it. So we're going to ask Brother Harry to sing this as he comes to bring the word to us this morning.
For the Lord thy God is with thee. Behold, be strong. For the Lord thy God is with thee. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. Walk in faith.
God bless everyone. It's good to be here this morning. I tell you, this good singing, it sounds like y'all trying to tear the place down. I love that. Nothing wrong with that Pentecostal apostolic members of the firstborn. It's all right to praise the Lord when you know what you're praising Him for. When you praise the Lord like that, the shout of the King is in the camp. Amen. How many of you appreciate on last night? I tell you what, last night I went home. My brother Yance, he offered to take me out to supper last night. I'm telling you, you know, when a man of God, he sacrifices and he get out the way, it's tough. It's tough when sometimes I can't tell the Lord because He's the potter and I'm just the clay. And last night was tough for me. I said, Lord, you know, I want to bring a happy meal. But last night was kind of rough around the edges. And I want to come back. I want y'all to be happy. But last night was a little rough. And I was on the way going home. And I laid down last night. And that old devil, he was standing beside my bed. Said, you made a mess. You made a mess. You're supposed to be preaching. Listen, you're supposed to be preaching Revelation. You talking that kid stuff to those people. And I felt bad. I felt bad till I went to sleep on the devil. Yeah. I gave him the hand. Yes, I did. But when I was awakened this morning, I felt refreshed. And a dear precious sister talked with me this morning. She said, Brother Chisholm, she said, I want you to know. She said the Lord really spoke to her heart. She said, what you said was the truth. You know, the Bible said you shall know the truth and the truth shall make you free. Amen. I just appreciate the Lord. That's all I want to do is preach the truth. Amen. So I realize when the devil keep telling you something, he's lying. So when the devil said you messed up, tell the devil he's a liar. Because there ain't no truth in him. When the devil said you are good, tell the devil he's a liar. Nothing good about me. Amen. So we just appreciate the Lord. Let's just try and sing that song, It Is Well With My Soul. Oh, bless the Lord. Amen. When peace like a river attended in my way. I'm in the right key. Let's see. C sharp. Let's try C sharp. When peace like a river sweet Jesus, when sorrow like sea will roll, whatever my Lord Thou hast taught me to say, it is well. But let this blessing assurance control that my heavenly stay and has shed His own blood. Sing the next verse. The Lord has the day. The Lord has the day when my faith shall. Hallelujah. The cloud be broken.
my soul. For thy coming we wait. The sky Do we have it? Do y'all want to sing? Come on. Hallelujah. It's all right. There's something about that silence. The devil don't know what we're doing. But one thing we can do, we can worship our Creator. Come on, lift your voice like a trumpet. Oh, sing it now. It is well. With my soul. Nasty, filthy, dirty devil to know it's well over my soul. I don't care how the blows come, God tell him to throw it. Amen. So we just appreciate the Lord. Amen. Again, it's an honor just to be here. I just love coming to Happy Valley. There's anointing here and there's a pull here. You know, you may not be jumping and swinging from the chandeliers, and that's fine, but your pull, that means a lot to me. You know, it's amazing how Brother Brown sung the song, I Go to the Rock. You know, God is wonderful. He's confirmed his word. That'll be all. Amen. We go to the word of the Lord. Amen. Just a little simple message. I appreciate Brother Donnie. Amen. I call him my big brother. Amen. I'm telling you, I just appreciate him. Amen. And I know you do. Amen. You're blessed to have a man of God that keep you on the word. And not feed you creeds and dogmas, amen, but he preached to you the revelation, and that's what the bride needs most of all. And Satan don't want us to have revelation, but revelation is for the bride. Do you believe that this morning? Revelation is for the bride. She don't live off of creeds. She don't live off of man dogma, but she live off the revealed word of the hour. And if not written in the book, then we don't believe it, amen. Amen. We love the Lord. Amen. Let's turn with me to Matthew, the 16th chapter. Amen. And the 13th verse. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate good worshiping. Amen. Just creating a good atmosphere just to walk into it. Amen. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Here's Jesus coming from, I think he was coming from the mountain. Amen. He began to talk with his disciples, amen, his church. It's wonderful when the Lord could talk to his people. Matthew the 16th chapter and the 13th verse. And when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, his church, saying, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And he said, some said that thou art John the Baptist. Somebody said, you Elias. And the other said, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but who say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjonath, for flesh and blood has not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto,
also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bound on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Let us just bow our heads. Father, we thank you for the reading of your word, Lord, and I quicken it to our soul. Bless the congregation, anoint their ears, and Father, just get me out of the way and have full preeminence, we ask in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Now, just a little thought by the help of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, my brother. Yes, thank you. Let me make sure I got my handkerchief. Appreciate it. You love the Lord.
Amen.
Look to your neighbor and say, do you love the Lord? Huh? Everybody don't love the Lord now. You say, how can you say that? Well, the Bible says you love him, you keep his commandment. That ought to tell you something. Amen. Amen. Just appreciate the Lord. Amen. A little thought by the help of the Lord. Amen. A little message. The church that is built upon the rock. Now, the reason I said the, amen, it's a specific church. It's just not any church, but it's a specific church that is built upon a special church. Amen. Now, we know that the prophet of God said the word church means the call out one. Now, we know we're living in another Exodus, amen, that so many has been come out of Egypt, so many has come out of the denomination, amen, the UPC, the Baptist message, the UPC, y'all, whatever, they come out, and a lot of them coming into what they call the message. But out of that, God is calling an elected lady out, amen, she is making herself ready by the revealed word. And I realize, amen, if the seed is not laying dormant in you, you can't live right. That's just bottom line. You can go to church all you want. You can clap your hand. You can sing till the chandeliers fall down. But if that seed not laying dormant in there, you're going to show your colors. Let me tell you one thing about pressure. Pressure will do two things. It'll bring you, make you go up, or you go down. Your pressure, in the end of the hour, you're going to show your characteristic. Amen. You're going to become more like Christ, or you're going to start acting more like Cain's son. A Cain's daughter. Are you with me? I hate to come off rough on the edge like that. Amen. It's just, we're at that time. There's no excuse. We got the revealed word of the hour. If we eat, amen, you become what you eat. If you eat a lot of garbage, you're going to be garbage. You ever notice somebody always coming to you, telling you about somebody else's business and telling you about that sister, this sister? To them, they don't know, but you look like a garbage can. I always tell folks, don't come here. A lot of times things go on in the church, I don't even know. Other people be calling me, say, Brother Chisholm, I heard. I said, what are you talking about? You mean to tell me? See, that's none of my business. I try to lay. I got enough business of my own. What I try to worry about, amen, that brother family, and I got a family I got to concern. Well, I'm trying to straighten up somebody else's house, and I got, y'all going to let me preach, you're going to look at how I'm going to straighten out somebody else's house, and I got a house to straighten out. How I'm going to get my wife, amen, to follow the word, and amen, worrying about somebody else's wife, and my wife is all out of order. Do y'all like that kind of preaching? Amen. The bride loved that kind of preaching. Amen. Just appreciate the Lord. Amen. Amen. The church, the call out one. Amen. How many of you have been called out? Amen. And amen. The church that, the church, not any church, that is built upon the rock, the revelation. Amen. Who Christ is. Now, when Jesus come down off the mountain, he came to his church. It's something. Amen. He had a small church. And a lot of people say, man, I don't understand how people wouldn't love Jesus. And a lot of folks say, if I was going to Jesus' church, I'll be faithful. I'll obey him. I'll do what he said. I'll love him. Well, they thought the same thing according to John, the 6th chapter, 6 and 6. A man and his father left him. Can you believe people leaving Jesus' church?
leaving Jesus' church. They left the word. And that's where we're living at now. Amen. I thank God for the word in this hour. Upon this rock that I will build my church. Amen. Upon this rock, amen, upon the church that is built upon the rock. When Jesus walked up to his disciples, he says, who do men? You know, can I just make the picture clear for you? I can't imagine Jesus, amen, sitting on a rock. And the disciples all around the shore, some standing in the water and some just sitting on a rock. And Jesus got up on the rock. He wasn't much to look at. Amen. About 130 pounds. Actually, I'm a little bigger than Jesus are. Isn't that something? Amen. Amen. But he stood there. Amen. Wasn't much to look at, but he was packing power. He was God Emmanuel on in flesh. Amen. But he asked the disciples. He asked the church. He called them aside. He said, who do men say? He wanted to know. No. Now, he know, but he wanted to know if they had a revelation. A lot of people don't even know who your pastor is. That's why you get mad and stay out of church because you're looking at the man instead of catching the revelation. See, man can't save you. You got to be saved by the blood through the revelation. By grace that we are saved, amen. You know why I'm happy this morning? I'm not happy because I go to Life Tabernacle. I'm happy because I found out that my name is written on the Lamb Book of Life. There's no sadness. If I get sad, amen, amen, there's something inside of me to tell me you could do better than that. Are you hearing me? Why? Because I am an overcomer. I'm a child of God. I'm not a child of the devil. I don't belong to the devil. The devil don't even like me, and I don't even like him. I try my best to tear down his kingdom. I try to kick over his grove. Everything that he put up, he is a liar. And the devil hates me because I hate the devil and all his little demons. His little demons. Break up home. I hate them little rascals. His little demons that come between a marriage and just unite together, making vows, and they promise that she's going to obey. Oh, and them little demons come right between marriage and make that woman forget her vow. Make that man forget his vow. Are y'all going to let me preach or what? Those little demons. See, Satan don't like me because I come and expose him. One thing you got to realize, you are a son of God. Oh my God. You better start knowing who you are. I'm talking about putting your foot on a rock by a revelation and demand the devil to leave. Who do men say that I am? I don't know. Maybe Jesus was sitting down. Maybe he was a little tired. Amen. He might have sat down looking at his disciples. The boys, he talking with them. Peter, how many fish do you caught? He said, my Lord, I caught plenty. He said, good. Bartholomew, how you doing? Talking to the disciple. Then he looked, and I imagine he might have said, man, brothers, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Well, they say, man, somebody over there said, some say you were Jeremiah. Somebody say Elias. John, one of the prophets. And he says, well, who? Personal. Huh? I heard what they say. I heard what they said about William Branham. They say he was false. I heard what they say, but what do you say? See, I know what they say, and I know what Satan knows. Satan knows that he was the seventh angel to the church of Laodicea. See, Satan know that much, but he bribed a lot of people, and they call him false. See, they got the wrong understanding. I'm not worshiping William Branham. I'm worshiping the God of William Branham. Somebody say, are you following William Branham? No, I'm not following William Branham. Brother William Branham didn't point me to himself, but he pointed me to those bloody footprints. My, I feel like preaching. I feel like, matter of fact, I'm getting ready to start preaching. I feel real good. I want you to know you got to have a revelation. Who the man said I am? But who do you say? Let me hear what you say. Peter always speak out. Peter always get himself in trouble. He wanted to be the master of the sea. If there's any Peters in here, anybody got a set of keys? Keys. I hope I don't mess this button yet in your trunk open. All the millions you got in the bag. Keys. My God. Upon this rock, I will build my church. My church. And the gates of hell will not prevail, will not overpower. Now, anybody just didn't say that. But it was God, Emmanuel. It was God, the Logos that came out of God, put on flesh, John said, and we beheld him. But here was these disciples standing on the shore looking at God, tabernacling. Matter of fact, they were looking at the very one that created the ocean. My wife and I just left the Atlantic Ocean last week, and I was just looking. I said, my God. And that's why I love the mountain. I don't know if you folks still enjoy the mountain. You need to walk outside on your backyard and front yard and just look and say, you know what? Brother Donnie Ray didn't make those mountains. No construction site didn't come through and carve them rock. It was the breath of the Almighty God. Amen. When you see the ocean, it was God that said, let there be. All of that was tabernacle in the flesh. Now, when Jesus said, who the man said that I am, he wasn't talking about his flesh. He was talking about I am. Who the man say that I am? See, that he needed them to get a revelation. Blessed art thou, Peter. I can look at these young boys on the front row, eyes just sparkling. Amen. My, look at the eyes just sparkling. I could imagine somebody got the answer. Can you imagine, Peter? I got it. Peter always wanted to speak up. And he said, Peter. And Peter said, thou the Christ. He said, Peter, blessed art thou, Simon Barjonas. For flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you. But my Father, see, the Father was tabernacling in him. Whew. And because you got such a revelation, my, that was revealed to you. I'm going to build my rock. I'm going to build a church upon a rock. And, you know, and the Catholics, they thought that Peter was a pope. They thought that the church was built upon Peter. Nonsense. How can God build a church on a man that's unstable? That's why you can't trust a man that got a double mind. The Bible said he's unstable in all of his ways. He'll tell you one thing tomorrow and he'll change the next day. But you need somebody that's stable. So God can't build a church upon a man denied him. And curse while doing it. Well, the Protestant churches said it was built upon Jesus Christ. No, it was built upon the revelation. The revelation. I found out you got to have a revelation. You got to ask God to help you. I asked God this morning. I'm praying. I'm asking God. I said, God, reveal to me. I want a revelation. Because if I ain't got a revelation, I don't know how, you know, I need a revelation how to raise a family. I need a revelation how to raise a daughter that moving up in another age bracket. I need a revelation how to deal with my boys, how to deal, because ages are changing. Are you with me? I need a revelation how to deal with that. And I said, Lord, I need a revelation how to make Ephesians 5 and 25 or 26 come. I need a revelation. Husbands. Oh my. Why are we going there for? Husband. Are you hearing me? Husband, love your wife. I know a lot of people misinterpret that. They love, trying to love somebody else's wife. But husband, love your wife. Yeah, we live in that age now. Yeah, I see them eyeballs. Put your eyeball back in your head. Amen. Love your own wife. Oh my God. Don't be trying to fish no more. Don't be looking in the window. You got what you got. You made a vow, and I love her until death do you part. See, I need that to be revealed to me. Then Paul picks it up in Colossians 3 and 1, I think. He's saying, and husband, look, don't be. Now, you sister has to read the above line now. You got to catch your revelation. I ain't talking about your scripture. You got to know your scripture. Huh? You got to know what Paul said about the wife. I can read to you all I want, but if God out of heaven don't reveal to you like he revealed Peter, you ain't going to change. You're going to be the same way. And actually, you're going to get worse. I said, Lord, reveal to me Colossians 3 and 1. I think it says, and be not bitter against her. You mean to tell me, I forget your name, brother. Brother Tim, I don't know if you married Brother Tim, but look, dude, I need a revelation. I know y'all don't have that problem, so I'm just going to pray. I need a revelation, you know, if I get upset with my wife, where I could go outside and climb a tree with no bark on it, and it's all greasy. See, I know y'all don't do that. I'm talking about climb that tree. Somebody said, well, I never done that. Oh, you remember that. You went up that tree so fast, you don't know how you got up there. But see, when I'm up there, I need a revelation. While I'm up there scratching my hair, pulling my hair and my beard out, wonder why I did that. I need a revelation how to slide back down that tree and say, I can't be bitter against that woman. You know what I found out, my brother? I find out if you go around and be bitter with your wife, you might as well go put your dress on. Yeah. Yeah, you might as well. I done that one time, and then I found my hand was breaking down. Something wrong with this thing. See, a man may, you got to say what you meant and mean what you said, and you still got to go to the rose shop and bring her some roses. But if you don't do that, remember, man, you got on the woman dress. Oh. Y'all don't love that kind of preacher. But Jesus declared, amen, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell, the gates of hell, the gates of Hades, the gates of darkness will not prevail against you. It may come against your house. It may form up, but it won't stand. No weapon. No weapon. No weapon. I can't name all the guns, but you hunters, you know those bad guns. Those guns explode. No weapon. A form against thee shall prosper. That devil may form up something, but it won't prosper. And he said, Peter, see, a lot of people, you know, I thank God. I'm not trying to put myself in the category with Peter, but I'm not a smart man, but I do have a revelation. If I try to go to hell with my knowledge, I don't think I'll never make it. Brother Harold, I won't go. I hate to say it, I won't make it. Because let me tell you what, it don't take all that. If you got a revelation in your heart that Jesus is God, that he's Emmanuel, tabernacle in us, somebody help me preach now. Somebody help me preach. And he said, Peter, because you got such revelation, Jesus said, where's my keys? But I thought of you, hand me those keys, son. Right here. And upon that rock, I will build my church. And Peter, I'm going to give you the keys to the kingdom. Ooh. And let me tell you what. If you don't know how to unlock those doors, you need to check your keys. You ever been running from the dog and it's coming, or you're running for something, and you run, you're trying to unlock the door. The dog coming, you... You might be got the wrong key. Them demons coming, and them lust demons, them demons overtaking you. Why ain't that door open? He can't lie. He gave you the keys to the kingdom. His kingdom has come down. Now you remember now, Jesus, when he was talking to the disciples, those boys, he had the Holy Ghost. Because in Acts, just before Jesus left, in Acts 1, I think verse 6, amen, one of the disciples asked and said, we want to know just before you depart, because Jesus was getting ready to leave. He said, one of them asked because they wanted to know. They said, will you again at this time restore Israel, restore the kingdom? So they didn't understand what he was talking about. But he was saying it's not for you to know the hour of the time. But let me tell you what, his kingdom has come down to humanity. Now, what I'm preaching to you is life. It's not mixed with no creeds. This will work. I don't know if y'all remember, but it used to be this black guy used to come on. My mom used to send her a poor little money, work in the farm, send her a little money. And he used to have the slogan, you can't lose with the stuff I use. You remember Reverend Ike? Huh? And my mama, amen, we didn't know nothing about the message, but we was coming to it. Amen. I remember he used to send mama a little prayer cloth. And we live on the farm with outdoors toilets. Some of you folks don't know what I'm talking about up here in the mountain. Amen. We had outdoors toilets. And that preacher would send a picture of a Cadillac. I don't even like Cadillac. I'm a Ford man. I need some Ford people to get on this side because I need some amens. And you just send a letter, amen, you could get $1,000. Man, $1,000 with dinner, so we've been rich. You get $1,000 and you live in a nice home. And we had a little shotgun house. And who wanted to live in a nice home like that? So my mom would send her hard-earned money. And Reverend I said, only thing you got to do, I'm going to send you my special prayer cloth. I didn't know the only thing I had to do was get on my knees. But I was just sending Reverend I. Mama just sent all her money. We go lacking because Mama want Reverend I to get up. Let me tell you what. Ain't no man could help you. You got to have the faith of the revelation. Amen. I need a revelation. I need a revelation. I need a revelation. You know, I think about, you know, Jesus, you talk about in the book of how that revelation. I think about Brother Jim, right? Tim, now I get annoyed, I lie to call you. But long as I call you, go. Amen. I tell the folks you call me. Folks ask me on the job, say, what should I call you, young man? Because I walk around happy all the time. Some people look so mad, look like, I don't know. Some of them look like, I said, did y'all got laid off or what? Did your wife scratch you? He said, why you look the way you look? Look like you ain't pain. You ain't pain, your stomach hurting? Go to the restroom. I be wondering why are you so sad? I see some. I wish sometime at our church we got this camera up there. I wish my pastor could mash the button and let some of the saints see what the way they be looking. Talking about they going in a rapture. Look how they be looking. I said they're dying or what? Look so sad. No kind of joy. It's sitting there. This prop leg. Some of the sisters ain't sitting right. They're just sitting any kind of way. I mean, what's wrong with you? Do you need a revelation? You're getting ready to hear from God. You're getting ready. That's why sometimes the preacher got to preach the way he preached. Because people don't want the word. You got to, I feel like preaching now. Move back out of the way. You got to come to church. You got to want God. Can't come to church all sad. You know, I found out a lot of people have happy about the first of the year. I used to wonder why they'd be happy on song serving, but they'd be wanting to sing all the time. I couldn't catch that revelation. February and January, by January the 15th, they'd be wanting to sing all the song, real happy. I wonder why they're happy. I said, did somebody preach something? I found out they got their taxes. A lot of, that's why they're happy. Some people live off of money. But let me tell you what, I could be just as broke as I could be, and I still got a song on my heart. Somebody say amen. I still got joy in my heart. Why? Because it has been revealed to me that the church, I'm a part of the church, the bride of Jesus Christ. I'm a son of God, and my faith and my revelation is on Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. Sad. Why are you sad? Why are you so sad? I don't care what. Some people just look sad. Sometimes it makes me wonder. And you know, the harder you preach, look at the faith just get. I'd be trying to wonder. I don't be wanting to say. I said, then I think to myself, I said, well, how did the lineage of Abel, how did his children look? Then I look at Cain's lineage. I look at Nimrod and all those guys. How they look? You know, why are some of the people so happy and some people so sad and look so down and whipped and beat? Amen. And you know, I thought about this plantation, this slave. Y'all know where I'm going at. This broker went to this slave plantation and he's looking over the field. Praise the Lord. The field types the world. He's looking over the field and some of the slaves he got to beat. You know, the song leader, sometimes you don't see him, but he has to pull out that whip sometimes and pow, latch you sometimes. Because you're out there, you dead. And then you be worshiped. You don't know how to worship. He got to pump you up. You don't have to pump me up when you come to church. You don't have, brother, keep your whip down because you don't have to whip me. Some people look so down. You got to pull that whip out and whoosh, pow, pow. They'll get up and praise the Lord. My God, pop that whip, amen. That's what you need to do. Take the whip and whap them one time. They'll get out of them seat, amen, and worship God. Well, that's the way we worship. That's what Cain said too, didn't he? That's the way he worshiped. But you know, I often wonder why the Bible said in Genesis, talking about, and Paul pieced it up in Hebrews, amen, it said that Abel offered up a more excellent sacrifice than that of Cain. How did Abel knew it was blood? Yeah, do y'all know? Huh? How did Abel knew it was blood? Huh? What do you say? Revelation. R-E-V-E-L-A-T-I-O-N. That's what I think, right? Revelation. The unveiling of God. That's how Abel knew. You know, both boys went to church. Both boys went to church. Both boys dressed nice. It doesn't matter. You know, I said something last night. It doesn't matter if you got on blue jeans or T-shirt. Brother Brandon in Pentecostal age, his gift was there. They called him. He said, he's here. He's here. Brother Brandon said he didn't want to go up there with blue jeans on. So you can worship God in your blue jeans, your old trousers on. I was just saying something last night. Isn't that the truth? Some people dress up the way they feel. Huh? You know, when a lot of time when a woman going through menopause, her husband, I beat her down. Watch the way she fix her hair. It looked like she was riding on a motorcycle. Looked like she just got off a Harley Davidson. Am I telling the truth? Something wrong. There was a young man at our church, and I hope you don't mind me saying, he got up, I think last Sunday night, and he did what he had to do, but it kind of broke down the people's spirit. He said, I want my wife to come up here. He said, for a long time, I was rough with you. I was mean to you. And when he said that, you could feel the Shekinah glory start coming in the room. See, honor confession. A lot of men are just stubborn. They know they don't treat their wives right. They treat her like she's a flow mat. She's not your flow mat. She's a queen of heaven. She's your wife. She's a rose bush. You need a revelation how to treat that woman. If you didn't want to treat her right, why did you left her with her mom and dad? You done told that lie to him. I'm going to take, oh, they talk good. I'm going to, sir, I'm going to take care of her. I'm going to do this. And that. Come on, come on, come on. You made that vow. Now take care of her. Then a revelation. But the brother said, I want to tell my wife I'm sorry the way I treat her and what I did to her. And I tell you what, people started crying. It was heart touching. Brother Jack, it was heart touching. But after the service, I said, brother, you mind me saying something to you? Come on, y'all know this sermon is in the bride. I told him, I said, brother, I knew that all the time. And he said, how did I know that? When I backed my Ford truck beside your automobile, I could feel the disturbance coming from that vehicle. Him and his wife sitting there in the vehicle, and I could look at them and tell they got a wall built between them. I could see that they're not happy. They're just putting on the front. They're coming to church. But she's living in hell on earth. That man is taking her through. Oh, God's talking to somebody. You need to change what you're doing. Let me tell you what. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. I don't care if you're Jew, Gentile, Samaritan, or whatever you are. Whatever seed you sow, you're going to pay for it. Why, I'm a bride of Jesus Christ. Okay. You're a bride of Jesus Christ. Brother Brown would say Abraham told a lie. Well, really, his son, he told a lie, but he had to pay for it. Huh? See, if the shoe fit, you need to say, Lord, help me. What the prophet Nathan told David, thou the man. Huh? Thou the man. You the man. And I want to tell you today, but some people got hard heart. Men don't want to submit. Men, let me tell you what. What's the lady name that submit herself to those spies? Rahab. Now, if Rahab didn't submit herself and those ministers submit themselves to them, then Christ wouldn't have came, because Christ came through that same lineage. But by Rahab submit to those spies, and those spies submit and say, look, we made a covenant with you. We're not going to hang that cloth out of the window. When you see that cloth, amen, pass over that house. So I'm saying, what do you need to do? Husband, wife, what do you need to do? It's do your vows back over. Huh? My wife and I, we got away last week. We really didn't do what I wanted to do, because we kind of enjoyed the beautiful ocean. But I need another week. I need another week. Because I got some flaws that I need to straighten out. I got some scarecrows that somehow they got in my house. But how did they get in there? I need to get some of them skeletons out of my closet. Me and my wife need to sit down. God done gave me the keys. And he promised, amen, whatsoever I bound on earth, he abound. Whatsoever I bound in heaven, he abound. That's his word. I need to sit down. And sometimes you need to go over your vows with your wife. Amen. You know, I tell my wife a lot of times, and she don't like to, but she don't understand. It helps, Brother Reagan. It helps. Sometimes I tell my wife, I say, honey, what can I do to be a better husband? And she don't like, but I like for her to be tell the truth. Your attitude. Amen.
That's all right, brother. That's all right.
Well, the angel of the Lord is in here. I could say something. You know, and some, oh my, come on. Say, Lord, you just spoke to me. Your attitude, you don't know how to talk. And it's funny when you first got her, you wasn't that way. Brother, when I first got married, or when I was dating my wife, working at Francis Marion College, get paid every 2 weeks, I didn't have enough money to get enough gas to go see my girl. Somebody gave me $10. So I went down there. I didn't know how I was going to get back. I didn't even care. I just wanted to see her. Well, when I walked on them doorsteps, and I walk on the doorstep, and you, man, when I sat down there, I'm just following the law. When I sat down there talking with the mother-in-law, I remember the first time I didn't have a father-in-law was there, but I had to talk to the mom. And the first time I wanted to ask her for her daughter, I walked in there and I says, how you doing? She said, doing good. She's a big, big lady. And I'm standing there all nervous. Don't know how to break the revelation. I'm saying, sure nice weather in Lake Brother Brown did. And I'm just saying, yeah. I said, how long you live here? I said, see, you want to ask for my daughter? I said, whoa. I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I approve it. She said, I approve it. And 22 years before her horrible death, 22 years, my mother-in-law and I never crossed over. Never crossed up. I want to say something, but I don't know how y'all going to take it. My mother-in-law was on the phone, and she'd be calling her daughter, and always say sweet things to my mother-in-law about her daughter. And I got the phone, and I said, I got the phone, and I told my mother-in-law, I said, loving my wife is wrong. I don't want to be right. She said, oh, he's taking the blues. And from that day to that day she left, she kind of looked at me a little funny, amen. But I was making a statement, amen. I didn't listen to that, there was a song, Helen Keller, Your Love Is Lifting Me Higher. That's a revelation to that. And that's the only song I used to listen to. I couldn't dance. I didn't know how to put, some of them wild dances, I didn't know how to do that. When I get on the floor, I ain't know which feet to put first, because I wasn't a dancer, amen. But I know how to shout and praise God. That's Abraham, see. But when I got home, when I got to my wife's house, oh Lord, how does this feel good? Y'all just hold on. What time is it? We're gonna leave out here sometime. Someone need to hear this. And I'm sitting there and I just can't wait to see that girl. God mercy. I'm sitting there talking to my mother-in-law. Really, I didn't really want to see her, but I had to, you know. Bless the Lord. I mean, good to see you. Like I'm really interested in her. I thank God for my mother-in-law, but I want to see that woman that I'm going to marry. And that's the way Christ is. He's longing for his beloved bride. He's sending a word of restoration to get the bride prepared. So I'm sitting there. I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, feel like the atmosphere began to change. What was happening? That girl was coming down the aisle. Huh? She was coming on the scene. Amen. And when she walked, I could see her today. That's been about 36 years ago. I could see her coming from my left. Amen. And when she came through, she was talking to her mom. Had no idea that the man she was going to marry was sitting there. And when she walked in, she said, oh my goodness. And I just look at her, and I said, glory. And when I first met her, I fell in love with her. I went home and told Mama. Mama, I said, Mama, I really love Barbara. Mama said, I love Barbara too. And couldn't find out her name wasn't Barbara. I just was in love, amen. I just loved the way she looked. I just loved the way she walked and all that stuff and above and beneath. A revelation. But see, she don't walk the same way like that no more. She walk a little different now. Huh? But Jim, I don't stay in line now. I'd be saying, I don't stay in line. But you know, things have changed. But I still love her. I still love her. You know what? Far as put her on the scale, 10 to 1. Brother Chisholm, how much do you love her from 10 to 1? Hold on, not everybody at one time. Just one time. How many husbands love to tell me how you feel towards your wife on a scale of 1 to 10? Huh? The scale is 10. I heard you. Well, that's you. Yeah, that's me. See, that woman was a part of me. Huh? That's a revelation. I didn't mean to go this far, but let me tell you this right here. I remember I was in the 10th grade, changing from 9th to 10th, getting ready to change school. And went back, I was riding in the car with my cousin, and we're going across the road, and all of a sudden, an accident. down in the ditch, and the trailer that hit us was had some pigs. Pigs everywhere. Pigs. Everywhere you see oink, oink, pigs all over the place. And I'm standing there. And when I was standing there, you could hear the sirens coming. And I'm standing there. My cousin fractured her neck. And I'm standing, a young boy, about 16, 17 years old. Just standing there. And I was just looking around. It was on the school yard ground. I was looking around. And I look around. And I saw a lot of kids out there playing on the recess area. Playing on the merry-go-round or what have you. Just look. And I turned back around. Saw all the girls and the boys out there. And I turned back around. And amen. It was all over, said and done. We left. The officer come. We left. Graduated out of high school, 79. Married my wife in 83, honey. 83. October the 15th. Years later, a few sons was born. My wife and I laying in the bed. And I began to talk to her about that accident. But I explained to her the way it was. And she began to say, tell me about the truck. Told me about the hogs running, pigs running all over the place. What? She said, I remember the people that were standing out there. I said, oh my God. Well, I remember looking back. Buddy, if I knew then you were my wife, I would have left the scene. And I ran out there and got that girl. Yeah, I ran out there and got her. I pulled off the recess. She said, I got to do my homework. Don't worry about your homework. Come on with me. Oh, this better than Romeo and Juliet. They ain't got nothing on the bride and Christ. But you need a revelation. You need a revelation on everything you do. You need a revelation. A pastor has to have a revelation with his people. Yeah, if Brother Don don't have a revelation, boy, he'd be all messed up. He got some church members, some of the members in the church. Amen. Both of them look like sheets. They comes up to him. Man. But Donnie look at him, but he like Solomon, he got that discernment. Sheep's coming, man, pastor, praying for me, pastor. And the pastor pray for him. They go back, man, thank you, pastor. Some of them come up, they go, man, sound the same way. Pastor, I want to tell you about so-and-so. I want to tell you about so-and-so. That ain't no sheep, that's a goat. See, some people need a revelation. One lady one time, amen, they got married. Amen, the marriage was doing good. And after a while, that man got the beating on her. Cheating on her, beating on her, drinking and this beating to knock her down, the bloody eyes. Amen, but she loved him. And she would go to the church. She would tell the pastor. She said, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. My husband, I love him. I don't know what's wrong with my husband. I don't know. I love him, and the more I pray for him, see, like he just continued. He'll do good, and he'll go back out. And he was doing good, then he beat me again. I mean, Pastor, he knocked one of my teeth out. And one of my eyes, I can't hardly see now. He scratched my pupil. I can't see, Pastor. I don't know what to do. And the pastor looked at him, shook her head. She said, Pastor, pray for me. And Pastor prayed again. She went back to her seat. After a while, her and her husband sit together in church. You know how he put on the front end church. See, you know, the devil don't want to be exposed. You watch when people get hit. You watch their faith. When I was talking about wives not being submissive to their husband, and you, oh, God, you should have seen some of the faces. I didn't know you could do your face like that. How do you do that? Amen. You know, see what it is in spirit being exposed. You know, your face all kind of ways. I said, come out of this, Satan. Come out. And she went back to the pastor. Pastor, this is the third time. Pastor, I don't know what's wrong. My husband, he left me again. Well, where did he go? He left me, and he's standing with that other lady. He's taking care of her. He's treating her real nice. And the pastor looked at him and said, sister, let me tell you something. You need some counseling. You need a revelation. That man beating you like that, that man treat you like that, he better off where he's at. You need a revelation, let him go. Because no woman need to be beat on. I tell every man, man, I don't care if you bigger than Earl Campbell or some of the football, see, I don't know these football players. Hey man, if you beat my daughter, you got a problem with me. You got a problem with me. I might can't beat you, but I'm going to give you a hard time. You're going to know I've been there. You're going to know I've been there. You don't beat my daughter. No man beat my daughter. Can the men say amen? I gave my daughters all the whipping they need. They don't need that. Amen. So when hello, everybody. So when a man beating a woman, something wrong with that man. Something wrong with that man. He got his wires crossed up. Huh? You agree with me? A man beat a woman, he won't fight a man. Sometimes I wonder if he Ahab's son. A man beating a woman. A man don't need to be a man. A man need to grow up and be a man. You see men's not. I don't know if it's the food that they're eating is breaking their bodies down, but you see men arguing with their wives. Something wrong. She going in the kitchen, he right behind her, rocking like a sissy. Say what you mean and mean what you say and be a man. But you need a revelation. But both boys went to church. I didn't mean to go there. I had to go pick up some things. I'm sorry I went off like that, but somebody need a revelation. Yeah, you need to redo your vows. You need to redo your vows. Huh? Every so often you need to sit down and talk. Honey, have I been? See, if my wife would keep telling me, I don't mind it. I don't want to. Say, let me tell you, I'm subject to vanity. Man, I get the devil on me. Notice I say on me, but not in me. Are you hearing me? He that overcometh would I grant to sit with me in my throne, not on my throne. That was what Jesus said in Revelation. So I like for my wife to tell me sometime, honey, look, sometime you get around your family. Boy, I felt a cool breeze. Sound like somebody cutting the lights off. Deacons, don't cut the light off. I ain't finished. Amen. And you get around your family, you just act kind of different. Amen. And what, you know, you embarrasses me. You get around the pub, you get around the guys, you don't treat me like a wife. You handle me any kind of way. It says, honey, I don't appreciate that. Where the man, then you listen to the wife talk, man. If she got enough courtesy, she would want, now if she want to be a wife, if a possibility. She don't want to be a wife. She won't ask you what she need to do to better herself. It's always you. You need to do this right. You need to do that. You don't do that right. Oh, God. I feel it again. You feel it right there. It wasn't over here, was it? You sure not? That's funny I'm over here. You felt it over there. I feel like right. Both boys went to church. Both boys got up on a Sunday morning and went to church. Both boys, God spoke to build an altar. Offer me a sacrifice. Cain and Abel, both boys went and got their sacrifice. Oh my, I could imagine Abel. Abel went and found a beautiful green bush. Little apples and oranges on it. See, he thought it was apples that she ate. Could the Bible say a fruit, huh? And he thought it was apple. He got a beautiful red apple. And he brought it back before the Lord. I mean, he had the altar. I wish y'all could have seen that altar. Man, he had that thing digged down with flowers. And beautiful flowers just dropped down and real fancy. Man, it looked like a wedding getting ready to take place. And he had those apples just laid all over there. Because he thought it was an apple. Huh? Amen. And the Bible just said the fruit, but I don't know who said it was an apple. Amen. But he offered that unto God, and when God came down, and God looked at that offer, God said, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. Cain, I can imagine Cain. You know how people get an attitude when the word hit them? They get an attitude. Huh? Sometimes I preach hard and give it all I got, and I sit in the back, and I shake some of the people's hands, and they know they see me. They act like they be blind. Blinder than, they go walk the other way. But I said, that's okay. I preach the truth. And instead of just telling me, at least they didn't lie, sometimes they'll tell me, they say, instead of saying, I enjoyed the message, they'll say, brother, I like that necktie, trying to throw me off. I ain't talking about a necktie. I'm talking about you got your behind tore up. You know, you got some people in church, they complain about everything. I know a sister complained about everything. Every time the pastor preached, she never tell him how much she enjoyed the revelation. There's always something wrong. Pastor, you need to change your cologne. Pastor, your necktie is too long. Complaining. Pastor, it's too hot in here. Pastor, the choir was a little too loud. Why you got to get the young people to sing out a bit meek like this? All meats are important. Every time you come to church. I wish I could have seen, though. I want that video. I want it to come out. I'm telling you what, here those little children sang. I don't know where they're at this morning. But I tell you, they got a voice like a trumpet. They relating the message too. And some people sitting there, just like the brother say, ain't they cute? That's my grandbaby. Grandbaby trying to tell you something. Because through the mouth of babe come perfect praise. This lady always complains. It's too high. Pastor D, Pastor Allen, he don't see that sin going in the church. Hey, the God didn't call you to preach. Let the man preach and you pray. The pastor, honey, the pastor act like he don't sin. Always complain. Oh, complain about everything. It's too hot. It's too cold. The deacon need to be here early. The deacon didn't shake my hand. So what? She always complained about everything. And one time she complained to the pastor. To the pastor was leaving out. And she told him, she said, Pastor, that necktie you wear is just a little too long. He said, sister. And he just preached a fireball. He did a series and she talking about his necktie too long. She getting on that pastor's nerve. Your necktie is too long, pastor. He said, sister, what did I need to do, sister? She said, you need to cut it off, son. Bring it. You got it a little too below your belt. You need to bring it up. Kind of bring it up like the modern days. And he said, sister, anybody got a pair of scissors? And she, how you want to cut it? Now bring it down. No, up a little bit. No, down to 16. Bring it up a 30 second. Now cut it off there. Are you happy now? Pastor walked home and told his wife, that sister, she's a problem in the church. She's nothing but a problem in the church. She always stirs up stuff in the church. She always looks so innocent in the church, got so much problems in marriage and home. She's a problem. So the next Sunday, she said, Pastor, went to him again. Pastor, I see your necktie. Now, that's a different one. He said, sister, hold up right now. Hold up. And she just studied flat. He said, sister, hold up. Deacon's coming here, and she be quiet. He said, sister, stick your tongue out. Hand me a pair of scissors. But you got to have the right offering. You got to have the right offering. What if you offering to God? The Bible says, present you your body a living sacrifice, holy and unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. Don't be like the world. Be different. But be you transformed by the renewal. How can you be transformed without the Holy Ghost? How can you be transformed if you don't have the seed? You can't change. You can go to church. You can get oil poured on you. The preacher can pray for you every first, second, third Sunday. That ain't going to change you. You ain't realizing that your son is wrong. Instead of you becoming the word, you're going the other way. That ain't scary. Why? You don't realize that you can't do your part. You don't learn how to be submissive. What? Just like Sarah called Abraham Lord. You know, a lot of men want to be called Lord. My wife don't call me Lord. Well, you ain't treating her like a queen. I'd be glad my wife called me Lord. Because I'm telling you, when she called me Lord, man, you ain't seen that. I'm really going to do it up. Huh? Treat her right and she'll call you Lord. That word, submissive. Submit. You know that word? I look that word. It means a deep love of respect. Huh? That means that lady got so much respect for that man. That man come number one. Brother Brown said, you want to know how to The church world is doing what time it is. Look at the calendar. You want to know what time it is? Look at your wife. You know what it's the condition of the church? Watch the women's. Huh? You watch a woman there, the mouth getting real loud. Can I just preach? Donnie told me to lay back and relax, and I'm in my recliner right now. Just move back. Amen. You ever watch a woman? That mouth. Go on top of the house. Go on top of the house. Say, Lord, you got to give me a revelation. I'm tired on top of this house. The mosquitoes bite. I need to go back in my house. God, give me a revelation how to deal with it. Are you hearing me? Are you? Yeah, you got to run now. Yeah, you got to run like Joseph ran. Let me tell you what. The hour changed because the spirit of a dominating age is so strong. So some of the men's got to run now. Yeah, it used to be back in the early age, a wife would listen. She wanted to be loyal to her husband. She understand the word. When the Bible says, he is your husband and he shall rule over y'all. Sometimes you say that, sometimes you can see the face expression. That's something that's wrong. You're supposed to love the word. You want to be submissive. I want to respect my husband. If I got a, especially you got a husband that going to church and believe this message of the hour, you need to treat that man with royalty. Brother Jim, oh my God, Brother Jim, I'm sorry. Your wife, I don't know her name at this time, but she need to treat you with royalty. Almost, I don't know what kind of work you do, but if she get home before you, she need to go in the bathroom and turn that water on. Huh? Get his bath water ready. You not, oh God. And he come home down face the gates of hell. But it's a power. See, like some of them just ain't catching that revelation. It's a power that God invested in a woman that they act like they don't know that. Sister, go and get this, run up the head of him. Maybe y'all work together. I don't know. But when he pulled up, maybe he taking the garbage can out to the road. Run in the house. Run in the house. Maybe you can't run fast. Run in there. Put your pocketbook down. Run in the bathroom. You might trip, but turn the water on. Have that water just running down. Then be a wife. Be a wife. Step in that anointing. Say, God, you called me for it. Now let me step into that anointing. Let your hair out. Amen. Then when that man comes in there, he said, honey, did I left the water on? We're going to have a high water bill. She said, no, honey, I cut the water on. You cut the water on when you? No, I just cut it on for you. Oh, my. He began to melt. Oh, my. I can see he walk in that bathroom. He walk in that bathroom. Brother Jack, the towels laid there. She got everything laid there for him. I'm not going to do my man like that. Well, you're going to get what you get, too. The more I bless God, the more he blessed me. The more I worship him. The more I worship him. I think it was Rachel. One of them watered the camel. The same camel that she watered took her in the presence of Isaac. Every worship, every praise that I give up to God, God will send down his blessing. Now, Abel... got his sacrifice, and Cain sitting there. Now, Cain, I got an attitude. I'm finna close. Cain, I got an attitude. You ever see people got an attitude? Huh? Husband, wife ain't come to church. He can't get out of that anointing for nothing. What he did, now, crossed over. That woman I made him crossed over. You know, Brother Branham said, Eve and entice Adam. He said that in enticing spirits. Amen. But he knew what was going on. Man ain't blind. That woman just walked into it. She, and the thing about it, she don't know she like that. Man, Eve thought she was all right. She said, look, Adam, I just brought the fruit. I'm saying, hey, you didn't touch that tree, did you? She said, yeah. What's wrong with it? It's got vitamin A and B. I mean, go look at it on the internet. I mean, that tree is good. I'm a wiser now. I can see you. Come here. And he had to play seed because God was coming in the garden. If God would have burnt her with a serpent, you got to find your place. You can't operate right. You don't, God didn't make wife to be the head and the man following. That's my job when the bill collector come knocking on the door. Honey, go out there and tell him, tell him I'm paying next week. That's my job. That's my job to get out there. But Cain, had wrath in his spirit. He's sitting there. Man, he feel bad. God ain't like his, all his little apples. Seemed like his apple was drying up. He didn't understand. He was upset with God. His continent was falling. And Abel went out there, and Cain sitting there and said, now I wonder what he's going to offer. Seemed like the pastor loved the way they worship better than me. The pastor always calling them to sing, and I sing the most anointed song. I pay the most biggest tithes. And he don't notice what I bring to God. I the one to be the church. Watch all them eyes. I come to church on time. I the one. I like the most. I did this. And he act like he don't realize what I'm doing. Now look at Abel. The neighbor goes out there in the field. Abel look in the field. He sees sheep all over the place. And Abel just took off running. And Cain like, what in the world is he doing? And Abel out there running behind the sheep and grabbed one of them. When he grabbed the sheep, just a bite and a scratch. And Abel said, come on, sheepy. And these sheep crying, hollering. Abel just beating the sheep. And he's wetting all over the place. And Cain sitting there, what a mess. So out of order. So out of order. And he just bring the sheep knocking over Abel out. He should have been knocking them over. Knocking over Abel out. He bring them up. Come on, sheep. Come on. Yeah. Wow. He took the knife and cut and blood all over the place. And God looked down and said, that's what I want. God said, I want that blood. Then when that blood all over the altar, all over the apples and the grapes and whatever, and God come down and say, Abel, I'm more pleased with your worship. And I'm trying to tell you today, you need a revelation. Upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Do you love the Lord this morning? Do you love him this morning? What you need is a revelation. God needs to reveal to you. Satan hates revelation, but the bride loved revelation. She loved revelation. She loved revelation. She lives off of revelation. She need a lot. See, what Satan don't want you to know, in my closing, I don't know how long I've been here, but right now I could preach to the moon come out. Amen. But right now, I'm going to tell you, Satan don't love revelation. He don't want you to know that God, when it was before he was God, when it was no air, it was Elohim, the self-existent one, dwelled there all along. The prophet preaching, and I caught it by revelation. Oh, I could see it. I could see it out there turning. I could see it out there turning. Red, green, orange, whatever, just turning. And the prophet God said, them seven different colors. He said that red was love. And let me tell you what, he that is John, 1 John, I think 1 and 3 or somewhere 9, it says he that is born of God does not commit sin. Does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. Somebody say, I saw you sin the other day, but then you saw me when I got up and repent. Somebody say, amen. Well, what is sin? Somebody said, sin is committing adultery. Somebody said, sin is stealing. What is sin? Sin is an attribute of unbelief. I was born of God. I'm not of an unbeliever. I am a believer. I come from God. I'm trying to close. I come from God. And I declare war. Let me tell you what, it's becoming more to me that I am a written epistle. I realize now that the devil knows he got trouble on his hand. See, for a long time, Solomon said, there's come a time and a season for all things. There's come a time, Brother Joey, that the manifestation of the sons of God hold near. Creation is groaning. People don't know what to do. Preachers are falling. But God will raise up men of God that will pull Christ out and bring the adoption. So you know, to you, what's the name of that book? What's the name of that message?
Why Cry
Speak. What?
Why Cry Speak.
Uh-huh. You don't need to cry. Speak. Do you believe that on there? You know what the prophet said? He said, rapture faith lies in the books and the tape.
Right.
Huh? That didn't go over too good. But you need a revelation. But no, no, no. Don't get a tape ministry. You need a revelation of what he's saying. Huh? You need a revelation of what he's saying. You need a revelation of the Bible. You need to know that you come from God. You come from that great fountain. See, Satan don't want you to know that. He wants you to think that he's omnipresent. He's a liar. He's not. He don't want you to know that he's subject to God. He don't want you to know that he can't come knocking on your door until God sent him. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Oh my God. Satan walking to and fro the air. To and fro the air. The Bible said that wrath of God waged. He could go up to the presence of God and accuse that brother day and night. But Satan walking to and fro the air. And God asked him, so where are you going? Have you considered the saints at Happy Valley? Oh, you got a hedge around him. You got an anointed man of God, Brother Donnie Reagan. God said, what? Oh, you can't touch it because he got that word there. And those people, Satan say, God said, I tell you what I do. I move the hedge back.
That's right.
And you go attack them.
Right.
See, they don't have a revelation of what's going on. When they go through bad valleys and down in the valley, they don't know. I don't know. I'm going through so much. I can't be a child of God. That's what he wants you to think.
Right.
Ain't no way a bride of Jesus Christ. You got your moment. When you're down in the valley, you didn't say, God, give me a revelation of a valley experience. When you're down in the valley, look at the lilies, amen. How did the lilies got down there? It's God was down there. Somebody say, amen. It was God in the Jonah, in the belly of the fish. It's God when you go through trial. I was in my darkest December 2006. My darkest day, the darkest day I ever faced. Went through a tragedy, right in the midst of that darkness. I screamed out to God. The scripture came to me, 2 Timothy 2:19. The foundation of God standeth assured, having this seal, the Lord knows them that are his. And let everyone that named the name of Christ depart from iniquity. I don't care what you're going through. You need to know who you belong to. Just because you're going through a trial, that don't mean you're the devil's child. Or somebody say, man, you're going through them trials because God is trying to prune you. God is trying to mold you. You appreciate when you get to the other side. Even today, everything that I've gone through over the years, I can look back now and say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for my down. I thank you for my up. Those things is a revelation to me. It makes me want to love you that much more. But Satan don't want you to know. He don't want you to know this one. I want to tell it. He don't want you to know. He's almost like a puppet on a string. Boy, you better not talk like that about the devil. Huh? Who said that? You're going to get yourself in trouble. I was born in trouble. The day when I was born of a woman, I was in trouble. So this ain't going to hurt me today. Amen. Satan is like a puppet on a string. Satan can't even come on your ground. He can't even knock on your door. So when you're going through your trial, so well, Lord, you know what I need. He will put no more on you than you're able to bear. That woman said, Lord, have mercy. That man I got, I don't know if that's Ahab's son. God know what he's doing. God doing that to you to prune you, to mold you, to make you. But what you need is a revelation. And he declared he's going to build his church on the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Let me tell you what. He's inside of me. And after a while, I'm going to be changed from Malta to immortality. You think we're having a time. You wait till we get on the other side. Well, let me back that up. The Bible says that the meek shall inherit the earth. Let me tell you what, I'm not going to come back down. I'm not so much talking about we coming back on this earth and reigning with him. There's a reigning going on now. There's a reigning going on. You need to know who you are. You are an ambassador. You are God's child. You need to control the situation. You need to change circumstances. Your wife, sometimes, instead of talking back to your husband, just go. I always tell a lot of married couples, I don't give counsel, but some young people, see, I want to tell you one thing. You young people, I don't know who young sister here married. Young sisters. No young sisters. Nobody married? I'm not going to put you on the spot. There's another one. My. How many years? Oh, that is wonderful. That's wonderful. You don't have no problem. Because see, Ephesus. So you're getting all the revelation. See, Paul came to the church and he taught them revelation. But we go to the Corinthian church, there was hard head, stiff neck. See, you didn't know why he looked so. I noticed that guy is sharp. Huh? Don't change that appearance now. Look at how he looked. Got his hair laid to the side. He's in love. I kept noticing it. I said, man, this guy, I said, who is this young man? He kept pulling me for some reason. Well, I'm here. Let me tell you what, honey, I'm going to tell you something. You married, but I'm sure you got friends that you socialize with. You got to be careful. Oh, they're church members. What? They bleed the message. Okay. Well, let me tell you something. I walk in the store some years ago. Some young ladies in there talking. One lady, she real quiet, good spirit about her. And I overheard her. I was getting some clothes. And one young girl says, the other girl, more bolder. You could tell something wrong with that one. She bold. That's bold. You watch. See, something wrong with the food eating. You watch a woman, chest stuck out all the time. Something ain't right.
That's right.
You know that, don't you? They crossed up. Huh? They act more masculine than they're feminine. You know, the shoulder getting, they weren't blaming on them high-breaded chicken. It ain't that high-breaded. It's that seed you got inside of you. Shoulders all broad, standing there with a chest. That, I like the way she looked. Look, it looked so humble like a kitten. Stay like a kitten now. Because if he rubbed her fur the wrong way, them claws going to come out. So I'm trying to help you something. Ephesus. See, you're doing good. You got the Ephesus, Fernum. Then you start, after a while, you start getting bitterness towards him. I don't like the way his breath smelled. Well, it was the same breath. I don't like the way his breath smelled. His hair, you need to change it up. You started complaining. You're getting bitter. And you start going through persecution. But some of you folks, hey, man, now I don't understand. You need a revelation. You're not going through 7 years. Man, you should be floating with your wife. Especially you both in the church believing the message of the hour. Husband and wife in the church, and you can't get along. You might be married Ahab's oldest daughter. But the young sister, the old sister would say, girl, look, you mean so your husband tells you when you go somewhere to let him know? She said, yeah. Oh, she's so humble. Yeah, that's the way we work. I always tell him when I'm leaving the house. Listen. He always tell me when I, that's been years ago, I can still hear. She say, I always tell my husband, that's the way we start our vows like that. I always tell him, Jim, I'll be back. And I don't do nothing unless he tells me. I don't even let the lawnmowers go out the yard unless I get in touch with my husband. Brother Joy, where you at? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Huh? I don't even let nothing move out of the house. That's my husband. Well, I always get report from him. We work together in unity. Where there's unity, there's strength.
Amen.
See, Eve did the same thing. She thought it was all right to go out there and talk with the serpent. But see, she ain't listened out of her head. God, Adam not told her what to do, but she didn't have a revelation. Huh? She was in Adam. Are you hearing me? But the older sister told her, said, girl, and they're getting ready to gospel, and I was slain. Girl, let me tell you something, child. My man, don't tell me what to do. Look, I got my own bank account, And matter of fact, I'm a little bit smaller than him. I got my master. He just got out of high school. Oh, you has got trouble then. Huh? You has got trouble. And she said, let me tell you what. You don't need to tell your husband where you're going somewhere, child. You're grown. And from that day, I walked away. I don't know how she's doing today. Bad influence. Musician, get ready to start coming this way. Come on up, musician. Bad influence. Bad influence. You had to be careful. You know, I raised my family a certain way. I tell my girls, look. You can't dress like this. You had nothing to do with your father's a minister. I can't help that. But people expect for you to walk a certain way. That's right. You know, I don't know Brother Donnie's children. If I walk up to them when I'm not, I don't even know them. But I guarantee y'all look at that girl, that sister a little bit different. I don't know if she's here today. But you look at her a little bit different. If she do anything special, she socializing with some of the other young girl. If she do a certain thing, start taking her little blouse and start dropping down, showing her a little V right there. They said, well, Brother Donnie ain't saying nothing to his daughter. We're going to get us a little V. After a while, V, after a while, you're going on down. And after a while, something is wrong. You need a revelation. How many of you thank God? You're that church that's built upon the rock. Do you love him? Do you love the Lord this morning? Come on, clap your hands for the Lord. So thank God for the revelation. Thank God for he's my Savior. He's my King. I come from God and I'm going back to God. I look at this word. I said, Lord, I had natural parents. They unite together in holy wedlock. Mom and dad got together. A germ went forth. An egg. And I came forth. And I pick up the traits of my father. So much chromosomes of my mother. Sometimes somebody said, you act just like your daddy. But since the new birth, I want to say, somebody say, you act just like your father. You do just like Jesus was dying. Are you hearing me? They did you wrong. How can you do that? My father did the same thing. Do you love the Lord? Amen. Brother Harold, you got something real nice for us. After a sermon like that, I know you got like 10 or 3 songs. Do you love him? Hallelujah. There's a song. It's in the song book. It's page 11, I think. Y'all remember the song? Someone has it. It's in the little blue book. Song number 11. Amen. I tell you what, we're just saying we're marching to Zion. Such a beautiful city of God. Amen. After I leave the podium, amen. I think Brother Wes, amen. I think some baptism is going on today. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. How many appreciate? Amen. Heaven rejoices. I hope that you got something out of this. You either come from through the lineage, Abel, or Cain. You must become the Word. Christ is here to have a bride. Like I said last night, what good is it to have a carnadium bird? Feed it vitamin A, vitamin C, and keep it locked up in a cage with healthy wings. You're wasting your time. Let it out of the cage. Some of you need to get out and fly. What I'm saying, you need to activate your wings. You need to say, I'm an eagle. I'm going to soar into the blue. And let me tell you what, God loves you. And God spoke to some of you verbatim. I've seen the expression on your face. I want to tell you, God loves you. Do you love him? What key? G? F? A? This hit me a key. Come we that love the Lord and let our joy be known. Join in a song with sweet accord.
join in a song with sweet accord and us around the throne and us around the throne. And oh, we'll
glory to Zion.
Oh, beautiful,
beautiful.
Sister Eden Hera, she's just a fine young sister. The other night she was in her room doing her devotions, and the King of the Universe decided to come down in that room and start dealing with her heart. And as the Holy Ghost dealt with her heart, she decided she wanted to make a response to his question, and that is, will you be my bride? She wants to take his name today in baptism. We know that we don't enter into this lightly. My little sister has not entered into this lightly. She's a devout girl of prayer and study, and she's got the right spirit and attitude towards the Lord. And Sister Jenny went in and talked with her and prayed with her, and they came to this decision. And like I said, she's not entering the water lightly. She's doing it with her eyes wide open. So if you all would just pray with me now as I lay hands on her. Lord Jesus, you see my sister. She's come forward in response to your word and with the calling of your spirit, Father. So we know that now your word will take effect. Once she's been baptized in your name, Lord, you've given her a promise, and we know that you never break your promise. So we just ask you to fill her with your spirit, Lord, and give her the leading and the guiding that she needs to make it through this world until we can all be together on the other side. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. Sister Eden, based on your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
This morning, didn't you enjoy that this morning? I so love when Brother Chisholm comes, just he gets right where we're living every single time. Appreciate that. Let's sing this. The heart, I'm coming back to the heart of worship. We can sing this as we go this morning. That's an F.
When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to breathe something that's a word that will bless your heart. I gave you more than a song, or a song in itself. It's not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things feel, looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. The King of endless words. No one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself. It's not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. It's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back in the heart of words.
Sing it as you go this morning.
It's all about you.
It's all about you. It's all.